I have our flag brought up a little bit in front today. And I want us to remember that the fact that this is our flag, it represents our country. This flag, our country, makes it possible for us to have flags like this in our country, which wouldn't be acceptable in other countries. It also, having this flag in this country allows us to have religious diversity. Not all countries have religious diversity and tolerate it, but we do in the United States of America. And it ensures that we have not only religious freedom, but also personal freedom, or maybe not only personal freedom, but also religious freedom. So some of what I'm going to be doing today is talking about the 4th of July in our country. Scripture reading today is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Sermon title today is Happy Birthday. It's Happy Birthday Sunday. Happy birthday to all of us born in July, and happy birthday to the United States of America. And it's the first Sunday of the month, so it's Communion Sunday, giving us two things to celebrate. Tomorrow, 4th of July, birth of a country we're glad to call our own. Having a country to call one's own has always been important. Before history, before records, before Genesis and the telling of the story of Abraham. Abraham lived in the land of Ur, that's present-day Iraq. And God spoke to Abraham and told him to pick up his household, his wives, his children, his slaves, his livestock. No small thing. And move to a new country, a country that God would make his own, a country where Abraham would father a great nation. And the land of Abraham became the promised land, a land of milk and honey. Milk and honey were the riches of that land, milk from the herds of goats, honey a rare treat, a promise of a land of plenty. When the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, Moses led them back to their home. When the Israelites were exiled in Babylon, they yearned for home. Psalm 137 begins, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion." And after 50 years of exile, they got to go back home. Side moment. They got to go back home from Babylon, not because the Babylonians were so generous to release them from their enslavery or enslavement there, but because by that time the Persians had taken over, and they really wanted the Israelites back in Israel because they were a buffer zone between Egypt and Babylon that were always sort of quarreling with each other. So they kind of liked the idea of putting the Israelites back in that in-between land. So that's how they happened to go back home, but they were glad to go back home. Even when they were conquered by the Greeks and the Romans, they longed to make their home their own. Home was important for the ancient Hebrew people that we know from the Bible, and home is important to us. Thank God for our home. Happy birthday to us. Today is First Sunday. In our church, it is Communion Sunday, and everyone is welcome. Usually, we eat bread and drink the juice of the grape in memory and commemoration of Jesus' Last Supper. The Last Supper, as we know it, was a special meal. Jesus gathered with his friends for what he knew would be their last time together. But they had shared many meals together, and it's surprising how often the Bible mentions food. Growing food, preparing food, gathering food, eating food. There are meals in abundance. Jesus goes to a wedding feast at Cana with his mother. When the wine runs short, he turns 6 large stone jars of water into wine. Jesus ate with the Pharisees. He ate with tax collectors, with lepers. Jesus ate often at the home of Mary and Martha. They were the sisters of Lazarus. And they lived not too far from Jerusalem, and Jesus and his followers, his disciples, went that way fairly often. Martha must have looked out the window and said, "Here they come again." He sat down with the 5,000, and they were fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And after that, they gathered up 12 baskets of leftovers. So eating out was a big thing with Jesus and the disciples. It wasn't all about just the Last Supper. Today, we will share communion, remembering Jesus at his Last Supper with the disciples, but remembering his many meals with his friends and with the crowds who participated in his ministry. And also, we remember that the early Christians often met in each other's homes to share meals and community. So this is our community. So let us share this meal together. Today is First Sunday. In our church, it is Communion Sunday, and everyone is welcome. Usually, we eat bread and drink the juice of the grape in memory and commemoration of Jesus' Last Supper. The Last Supper, as we know it, was a special meal. Jesus gathered with his friends for what he knew would be their last time together. But they had shared many meals together, and it's surprising how often the Bible mentions food. Growing food, preparing food, gathering food, eating food. There are meals in abundance. Jesus goes to a wedding feast at Cana with his mother. When the wine runs short, he turns 6 large stone jars of water into wine. Jesus ate with the Pharisees. He ate with tax collectors, with lepers. Jesus ate often at the home of Mary and Martha. They were the sisters of Lazarus. And they lived not too far from Jerusalem, and Jesus and his followers, his disciples, went that way fairly often. Martha must have looked out the window and said, "Here they come again." He sat down with the 5,000, and they were fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And after that, they gathered up 12 baskets of leftovers. So eating out was a big thing with Jesus and the disciples. It wasn't all about just the Last Supper. Today, we will share communion, remembering Jesus at his Last Supper with the disciples, but remembering his many meals with his friends and with the crowds who participated in his ministry. And also, we remember that the early Christians often met in each other's homes to share meals and community. So this is our community. So let us share this meal together.